Stephen, how are you?
Wonderful.
You know, when our kids go back to school, many of them have phones. My 10-year-old is bugging us for one. I know within a year we'll probably get him one. How serious is sexting with children who are school age?
Yeah, so by the way, you're not alone. There are about 75% of the teens out there in the U.S. do own cell phones. So absolutely, it's a, you know, and so the number one problem that parents, recent survey just found that 78% of parents are concerned with sexting. It was the number one problem, beat out bullying, beat out online predators. And, you know, so just to kind of talk about the problem itself is MTV and the Associated Press did a joint survey a couple of years ago that found that 50% of teens out there have experienced digital abusive behavior. And of those, about 25% reported sending naked pictures of themselves.
And,
so, you know, it is definitely a big problem.
You know, Stephen, I consider myself a hip and happening guy and keeping up with these issues. But when I think about my kids and having these phones and having these images and this dialogue out there, it concerns me a lot. It concerns you so much that you developed an anti-sexting app. How'd you do that?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess the main thing with sexting that is the big problem, right, is that 70% of the girls, same study found that 70% of the girls felt pressured by a guy to send a picture of themselves. Yeah, and we're dealing with minors here, so it is illegal to send pornographic content using your cell phone. So, I mean, obviously, you know, everything from embarrassment to depression, jail time, and even suicides happen because of sexting. And so, and you know, and of course, the problem with that is that once you send out this content into cyberspace, anything you send or post, you know, Facebook is obviously another big concern of parents, is that it becomes public and it never truly goes away. So, you know, I got involved because of my co-founder's daughter a couple of years ago was involved in a sexting incident. And, you know, as parents, I've got four kids, he's got three kids, and it was like we couldn't find anything out there that could block this content, so we decided to go out and build it ourselves and help develop software that will filter images, videos, messages. You know, we even look at friends, making sure that, you know, especially right now as your kids are going back to school, you want to be aware of who they're communicating to and who they're getting involved with. So.
I believe this app you've made available to parents at no charge, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So we are... Company has been working with, you know, big enterprises, big websites like Apple, Yahoo, PhotoBucket, others for the last several years. So one of the big questions we continue to get from our neighbors and friends and school was, hey, we've got kids and this is a problem for us too, so help us. And so that's where we decided to build. We've got a Facebook software that's available today, and our mobile phone is in trials with several carriers right now, so we'll be coming very shortly. And it's completely free right now. So, you know, it's a service that, you know, we want to help empower other parents that, you know, basically bring awareness to the problem because it is a growing problem. And you know, we believe that parents need to communicate. You know, it is a different problem than when we grew up, obviously, because once everything gets out there, it's permanent. And so we want to develop some tools and some software to help parents help communicate and be aware of what their kids are doing.
How did you develop this app? How does it discern whether a certain person is sending equipment? How does it put the blocks up there? How does it work?
Yeah, so whenever somebody or, you know, sends to your son or daughter or they send, then what we'll do is we'll analyze the content and flag it and then report it to you. So we'll send you an alert, whether it be email or your text message, and send you the link so you can go view the content and decide, you know, how to have that conversation with your kid. But this is not the right type of behavior to be having. And you know, obviously there's some technical algorithms that we've developed in house that go into determining, you know, from image perspective, the different body parts that are exposed and that shouldn't be exposed, and then we'll flag them.
Well, I find it very interesting. I guess the main thing we have to do, like we do with our kids on the computers, we have to be snooping, if you will, and make sure we know exactly what they're saying and how they're saying it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, except the words, you know, I guess call it as you will.
Yeah, we manage. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always one of those, we definitely encourage parents to be open. And it's very similar to, at least the way we view it, is that you have spam and you have antivirus and spyware and all these other types of applications around your computer. You know, why would we not put something on Facebook and cell phones, too, to help make sure that the decisions they make are the right ones?
All right. Stephen White has been with us talking about his new anti-sexting app. If people want more information, where do they go, Stephen?
You can go to iGuardian.com, and I is spelled E-Y-E.
Are you still there, Stephen?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, say that again. Your transmission broke off. Yeah,
it's iGuardian, E-Y-E, guardian.com.
All right, thanks so much, Stephen. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.